This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutgemeier. He represents the Show Me State's 9th Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the plan put forth by House Republican Leader John Boehner on freezing congressional and government spending at 2008 levels while keeping all the Bush tax cuts in place for at least the next 2 years. Time permitting, we also want to get his thoughts on what President Obama had to say today in Cleveland as he outlined some of his new economic priorities. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, it's a pretty simple approach that Leader Boehner put out in the last couple of days here, namely to freeze spending and tax rates. First of all, on the spending front, how much of a spending reduction would we see compared to right now if we put it at 2008 levels?
Well, I think it'd be very significant. I think the non-discretionary spending is like 85% has been increased over the last 2 years. And that would basically take us to the level in 08 that I think we can support. That would provide adequate coverage on all those programs that people need, want, and have been familiar with. And we can always go back and readjust those programs. But if the programs were existing at 08 levels and everybody was getting the kind of support they needed, I don't know why we need to continue to just pour money into the programs and let it sit there, which is, well, in many cases, that's what's happening right now.
And as far as the taxes, what impact will it make to freeze them where they are for the next 2 years, not only just with the amount of taxes folks will pay, but for the general economic outlook over the next couple of years?
Well, if we don't extend the tax cuts, you're looking at a $3.8 trillion increase in taxes. It's a huge tax increase. And the frustrating part of this from the constituent side is that this is a tax increase that's going to occur without a vote. And so as a result, you're not going to have the people on record here to support this other than the president supporting it. So that's the wrong way to go about legislating this type of activity. And these are real dollars that have come out of real people's pocket. And you just can't take these kind of dollars out of the economy in a time like this and expect it to prosper. Obviously there's an ideological divide here between the administration and Republicans, conservatives in general. And that is, the way that we govern ourselves from the standpoint that the government can create jobs versus what, we as conservatives believe that people generate jobs, businesses generate jobs. And so by allowing the people to keep their dollars, by allowing businesses to keep their dollars, they're the ones that can go out here and get our economy going. Ideologically, the administration believes that government can create jobs, and that just doesn't happen. If you look at what's happened over the years around the world and our history, this does not work. It has not worked. It will not work. And we need to go back to what does work, and that is putting people's money, leaving people's money in their pocket and in the businesses that create those jobs, and let them do the work of getting our economy going again.
Congressman, as you talk to the business owners in your district there in the northeastern part of Missouri, do you get the sense from them that they're frustrated more with government policies or more with the general economic conditions? How much difference do they think decisions in Washington can make for how successful their small business will be?
Well, there is a direct relationship there. I mean, the key word that I hear over and over is the uncertainty of what's going on. And uncertainty is caused by Washington, by these policies of mandates from the health care program, uncertainty about what's going to happen with these tax rates, and if they don't get extended, what that's going to do to them, because if they can't go out here and take advantage of capital gains that are in the package here, if you can't plan to allow your business to go to your heirs, all of those things are important, and especially over $250,000 of income, that group there, 50% of those people, half that those dollars are talking about, come from small business people who are running those dollars to an individual account. Those folks are not going to have the dollars there to invest in new businesses, expansions, or hiring new people. And so as a result, you stymie the very type of activity that it takes to create job growth, which is capital investment. And by doing that, we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to continue to just sort of roll along here with a economy that's staggering, that's just limping along half speed, because the business folks just are not sure about the future, and they're not willing to put their hard-earned dollars and their businesses, which maybe have been passed down for several generations, at risk for trying to expand right now in a very uncertain time.
We're talking with Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer. And, sir, you, of course, were elected in 2008. So you came in at the same election that the president came in and this new Congress. The president, in his speech today in Ohio, and he said it again Labor Day in Wisconsin, basically that the Republicans want to take the country back to the policies that got into this economic major downturn in the first place. How do you respond to that?
Well, obviously, he wasn't watching what went on in 2006 and prior to that. One of the things that helped was the tax cuts, which generated record revenues. The thing that got us in trouble was the amount of spending that went on. And one of the things that we're not doing right now is we're not spending money. We're talking about cutting spending, just the opposite of what happened in those early 2000 years. So if he's trying to compare the time now with the early 2000s, he's not looking. He's not comparing apples and oranges. It's just completely different. So as a result, all due respect to the president, he's got it wrong.
He also, of course, wants to let the top tax bracket tax cuts expire, saying that that would add too much to the deficit. You just explained how you believe that led to record revenue. How do you expect this showdown to go?
Well, that's a great question, Greg, and I really don't know. I think that with the president and Secretary Geithner, you know, sitting there and saying they do not want these tax cuts extended, I think it's going to be very difficult for the leadership in the House, leadership in the Senate on the Democratic side to support doing things that the Republicans are trying to put forth here that actually will work. And so I think we're going to be at a stalemate. I really, you know, I'm hopeful that they will at least listen to, Congressman Boehner's attempt here to try and get us going. But if you judge the future by the past, the leadership in the House and Senate pretty well do the bidding of the president. And if that's the case, the president's pretty adamant about not extending these cuts. So I'd say that it's a non-issue.
And, of course, just to clarify for our listeners, doing nothing means that the tax cuts expire. Keeping them exactly the way they are would require positive action by Congress. Congressman, as you spent time in the last month or so with your constituents, what else is on their minds? What else is going to determine how they vote come November 2nd?
Well, I'll be honest with you, the deficits and spending just dominate the conversation. I mean, they're concerned about, you know, you talk to small business people and farmers, they're concerned about the estate taxes. You know, it all centers around economic issues. I mean, the other peripheral issues of illegal immigration and the war in Afghanistan and some of the other things going on in our country, they've kind of taken a back seat to what's going on here. People are very fearful right now for the future of this country from the standpoint of the economy, where it's going. Are we going to be able to sustain what's going on here? Are we going to be able to get out of this mess? Where are we going to be? What's going to happen with this country? Where are my children and grandchildren going to be? Are they going to be able to have the life that I had? And those are the questions that are being asked, and it all centers around economics and this mounting debt, this continual talking about taxing and regulating businesses and individuals, and the spend, and attitude and mantra that's there from the administration.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg. Anytime. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir. Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer, Republican from his state's 9th Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.